You've probably heard that, quote, a boring business is a profitable business. But if boring means doing the same thing every day until you want to scream, is that really success? In this episode, I'm busting the myth that consistency has to mean repetition, and I'll walk you through practical ways to build a business that's both sustainable and actually enjoyable. If you've been stuck between burnout and boredom, then this episode's for you. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, small business owners. I'm so glad you're here. When you hear the phrase, a boring business is a profitable business, how does it make you feel? I'm asking this because I once had a client who told me she feels like throwing her laptop across the room when she hears this. This actually struck a chord with her. And I get it. I do. Consistency sells. Systems scale. Rinse and repeat equals revenue. It makes logical sense, right? But can we just be honest for a second? If the only way to run a profitable business is to turn into a robot who does the same thing the same way every single day, then I'm out. I am definitely out. That's not why I started my business, and I bet it's not why you did either. So today I'm going to bust the myth that your business has to be boring to be profitable. Because while consistency is important, it doesn't have to mean repetition. Okay, let's get into it. Where did this boring business idea come from in the first place? Well, the boring business comes from people noticing that routines and repeatable systems make money. And they're not wrong. I mean, look at franchises. Look at assembly lines. Look at any big business that grows. They've got systems that work like clockwork behind the scenes. But here's the part that they don't say. That model doesn't work as is for most small business owners, especially if you're the creative thinker, the service provider, the strategist, the do-it-all founder. You're not trying to scale a McDonald's restaurant. You're trying to build a business that lets you thrive and still want to show up to be a part of it. So yes, some repetition is helpful, but forcing yourself into a rinse and repeat model that makes you dread every Monday, that's not sustainable. And honestly, it's not even profitable in the long run, because you know what? Burnout actually kills momentum. So let me pause for a second and let's talk about what consistency really means. Consistency doesn't mean doing the same exact task at the same exact time every day, forever and ever. Consistency means showing up in a steady, reliable way over time. Let me say that again. Consistency means showing up in a steady, reliable way over time. It means doing the things that move your business forward, even if how you do them looks a little different from week to week. I want you to think about this like, you know, you just got a new gym membership and you're going to the gym. Some people need the exact same routine every time, right? Monday, they do a leg workout. Tuesday, it's arms, etc. But others, they stay consistent by switching it up. Maybe different workouts, different instructors, different environments, but they still go. They still show up to the gym. And that's how I want you to think about your business systems. Not locked into a loop that you can't stand, but creating a rhythm that works for how you think, how you plan, and how you create. And by the way, if that rhythm's been a little bit off for you lately, if you've been fighting your own habits instead of working with them, then I want to help you fix that. And that's literally what we do on a Focus and Freedom call. It's you and me, one-on-one, breaking down where you're stuck and rebuilding your schedule or your systems so they fit your brain. I'll tell you a little bit more about this later on, but I just want to let you know and keep that top of mind. Okay, I want to move in now into what I call my survival guide for making a boring business bearable. So let's talk about how to make your business feel less like, you know, a drudge old cubicle and more like a cozy corner coffee shop that fuels your best ideas. Still productive, still consistent, but way more enjoyable. So first is one of my favorites, business seasons. One of the things that has helped me, and honestly a lot of my clients as well, is thinking about your business in seasons, not just days or to-do lists. So just the same way that nature works in cycles, our businesses can too, right? We think of spring for planting. We think of summer for growth, fall for harvesting, and winter for rest and reset. And we can have those same similar rhythms and seasons in our business. You can have a launch season where things are high energy, ideas are flying, and everything feels fast-paced and alive. And then you can shift into an operations season where you're refining your systems, you're reviewing your results, and you're tying up some loose ends. And then you might have a planning season where you kind of zoom out, right? You get a big picture look at your business and you get to dream a little bit about what could be. This cycle gives your brain the variety that it craves without sacrificing the consistency that your business needs. So it's like giving yourself permission to not have to be quote unquote on all the time, because even your creativity will have an off season. So business seasons, that's my first tip. The next piece of the survival guide is good enough is great enough. And I can't stress this enough. Perfection is not the goal. In fact, perfection is often the thing that's quietly killing your momentum. You've probably heard the phrase before, done is better than perfect. Well, I like to take this a step further and say that your version of good enough is probably better than most people's idea of perfect. So do it and get it out there. As an analogy here, let's think about when you're cooking, right? Some people won't serve the meal until it's Instagram worthy with the garnish perfectly placed and everything is just spotless. But for most of us on the day-to-day, we just want to get a hot meal on the table, tastes good, feeds the family, and gets the job done, right? So same thing, serve the meal. You can always tweak the recipe the next time you make it. Getting your ideas out there, whether that's launching the workshop, sending the email, publishing the post, that's how you grow. Not by polishing the same thing over and over until, sure, it's flawless in your mind, but still invisible to your audience. So do the thing and get it out there. It's better than doesn't need to be perfect. All right, next is the boring task sandwich. I didn't have a better name for this, but this I use a lot in my business when I'm dragging my feet on the stuff that I just don't want to do. You know, we all have those things. So here's how it works. You take that boring task, the one that you've been procrastinating and avoiding, and you sandwich it between two things that feel fun or energizing for you. So maybe you spend the first 30 minutes working on something you enjoy, a new offer, something exciting. And then you tackle that boring task. Maybe that's working on your taxes. And then you reward yourself with a creative project, maybe outlining your next podcast episode or brainstorming content. You put some music on, you have a fun drink, and it feels good. It's kind of like giving your brain a spoonful of sugar before and after the medicine that doesn't taste so good. This method creates a natural flow of energy and motivation. And for me, it works every single time I use it. So give it a try next time. The boring task sandwich, when there's something you don't want to do, sandwich it between two fun things and let me know if that worked for you or not. Next is automating the truly boring stuff. So if something doesn't require your creative input or your strategic thinking, then I want you to ask yourself, why am I still doing this? Imagine for a second you're running a bakery and you insist on washing all the pans yourself instead of hiring someone or getting a dishwasher. You're actually needed at the counter creating recipes, not stuck in the back scrubbing the cake batter off the trays. So I want you to look at your recurring tasks in your business. Can something be systematized? Can it be delegated? There's likely a tool, a template, or a team member who can take that task off your plate. I know it can feel very overwhelming to try and set up tech and hand something off, but that temporary friction saves you from years of doing tasks that literally drain you. Trust me, your future self will thank you. Okay, next dance, to build in the dopamine hits. So let's be honest. We all like to feel that little cha-ching, I did something energy or buzz, right? That satisfaction you get from checking something off a list, watching your follower count go up, or seeing a payment come through. And I'm a big believer in making those hits visible and in celebrating them. So maybe you have a Slack channel or you get an email that lights up every time a Stripe payment comes in. It doesn't matter if it's a $10 payment or a $100 payment or a $1,000 payment. Have a little moment to celebrate that. Maybe you want to set micro goals for your day. So instead of saying, today I want to write the newsletter, break it down into smaller parts. I'm going to draft, I'm going to edit, I'm going to schedule, and I'm going to send. That way you get to feel progress and you get to see the progress as you move through the task. And don't forget to sprinkle in some novelty. Try and working in different workspaces, having new playlists that you listen to, changing your drink order, whatever it is, these tiny switches can really wake up your brain just enough to re-engage you and get back into your routine. Finding your focus. So this one is going to be personal and different for everyone because what helps one person focus might not do it for someone else. But for me, I know I like to sit in the same spot with my favorite water bottle, maybe some quiet music playing, not a lot of words because I get distracted if the words are playing. That combination, when I set myself up like that, it kind of flips a switch in my brain that says, right, it's go time. It's time to focus, head down, let's do the thing. I know for some of my clients, it's actually going to co-working. So whether that's virtual or an in-person, but you actually hop on a session with someone else who's also trying to get some work done. And you simply work side by side. You're not talking. You may say a little bit at the beginning to say what your goals are and what you want to do, but you're just literally both working. And having someone else there seems to help them stay on task and focus and follow through. Others really like this Pomodoro technique, right? Where you're working in 25-minute focus sprints, and then you take a break in between. It's kind of like interval training for your brain, I guess. But the trick is, you don't want to wait to feel motivated. You want to set up your environment that makes motivation more likely. So it's less about forcing discipline and more about removing any friction. The easier it is to get into this flow mode, the less you'll need to convince yourself to even start. All right, here's what I hope you take away from today's episode. Your business doesn't have to be mind-numbingly boring to be successful. It just has to be sustainable. And sustainability looks different for different brains. For some people, that's structure. For others, it's flexibility inside the structure. And for most of us, it's a bit of both. So I want you to stop trying to force yourself into a model that makes you miserable. I want you to start building systems that work for the way you think, lead, and create. And if you're thinking, okay, Donna, I like this idea, but how do I actually apply it to my business and my schedule? That's exactly what we work through together on a Focus and Freedom call. This is not just another strategy session. It's a real-time reworking of the systems and routines that are sucking the joy out of your work so that you can get back to doing what actually lights you up without everything falling apart behind the scenes. So I'll put the link in the show notes. Go ahead and book your call. Or if you're multitasking, keep listening and do it afterwards. But don't forget, because the way you're working can feel better. You just need the right structure. Let's get you consistent without repetition and profitable without burnout. Sound good? All right, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.